At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Seal off drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Weather Stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 130 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on MD Weather Stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
We will get to Head Scratchers in a second. Before that, though, this segment is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Please go to BecksHybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Did you get a see sign?
People are texting me, did you see sign? Did you see sign? No. I never did see him.
What happened there? Trevor. Well,
what happened?
Text
good
in.
Question.
I don't know if Trevor was sunny there is the question. That's question number one.
Trevor?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I didn't see
Were
Trevor.
Were you even at the game?
I was at the game. I was in the press box.
In the press box.
You're kind of walled off a little bit.
Yeah, we're very shocked about that because we wanted you to see. Remember, Trevor flew 17 people in the jet because he took lessons.
Private jet.
And they took off early Saturday morning, whipped over to West Lafayette, watched the game, and then they were back home for dinner. Yeah,
it's funny you say that. Keith Mann, our friend,
yes,
sends me a text. We had just got done working. We were walking to our car from the press box. He sent me a text at 5:38. I'm home watching football.
At 5:38?
5:38. Wow. 5:38 p.m. Central Time. I'm home watching football. Just to stick it to me.
Keith Mann.
Keith Mann. God bless him. He ran a great. He ran a tight ship on Saturday. Did a great job. Spilled ketchup on his pants, though.
Keith Mann checking with us. Ketchup on your pants?
Yeah, he had a mishap at the line. he had a mishap at the buffet line. And he spilled all over.
Whoops.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen it. I was
you
told to me.
A picture.
It was told to me. It was pretty grisly. He had ketchup all over his tan pants.
There's not a chance that I would, once I heard that, I would have done everything to seek out Keith Mann. There's no chance I'm letting it go. If Keith Mann spills ketchup on his pants, then I'm going to be like, it's no big deal, Keith.
No, it was a big deal.
I'm getting a picture of it.
The way it was portrayed to me, it was not small. The food went all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it would have been bad. It would have been bad.
We need proof of this.
Keith Mann, check in.
Thanks.
And if you know Keith, he's very clean.
Oh,
he's a very,
very organized. Like you said, looks
like if I have ketchup on my pants, people just look at go, it's simple.
No, they're simple being simple.
But Keith Mann, with
I've
ketchup
never seen him.
No. You don't see him disheveled. You use the word disheveled. He's not disheveled.
Never disheveled. Tan.
Have you ever seen him disheveled?
No, and he's always in golf.
You missed your chance to see him disheveled.
Yeah. So I said, I would have, when I heard the news, I would have texted immediately and said, please come meet me.
Where are you?
Please come meet me. I wouldn't tell him why. I would have. Please come meet me.
Please see me now.
I'd send the 911 text.
Urgent.
Urgent.
Oh, it was quite a scene, I heard.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we can find some proof of that. All right. It is time for Head Scratchers.
The Scratcher.
Bill, what caught your eyes this weekend that made you scratch your head?
Oh, there was a lot of things right there. The overturned Hail Mary.
Oh, come on.
Hit me. What did you think of that?
Virginia Tech. I took it as if you couldn't overrule it after they called the touchdown. That's how I took it.
Really?
Not sure right or wrong. And then you always have that, which me talked about Jake, the conspiracy theory is always big. Of like if they're watching this in the ACC headquarters going, we have to find a way.
We can't have Miami lose this game.
We cannot have Miami lose to Virginia Tech because then it's going to be, at the most, we're going to get one team into the playoffs, period, the champion. And that might be it. And it's just, and no one's also even looked at as if a real threat in the playoffs. And so I thought it was very interesting. Kentucky over Ole Miss, I thought was mind-boggling. They scored 17 points. Now, Kentucky obviously is good on defense. And it goes back to the main conversation about this was Ole Miss, their schedule, who they had played to this point. They'd played four games of nobody.
Nobody.
All of a sudden, then, it broke out, and they got into a rock fight.
Jake.
And all of a sudden, it wasn't ready to go.
Jake, you're a Nebraska fan.
Yeah.
So we always harp on statistics that are horrifying. Ole Miss was 1-for-10 on third down.
They gave up a 4th-and-7 play of 63 yards in that game, too.
Took a shot.
Took a shot.
Oh, yeah, Stoops took a shot.
Yeah.
And Stoops, that's not his personality either.
That's what
on
Lane said.
4th-and-7, 63-yard play. That hurt.
It won the game for him. Arizona over Utah. And it really wasn't really wasn't much of a game. They had some. They went for a couple early. But the big question is it just – it felt like last week against Oklahoma State that it was that Cam Rising would be back. And then he didn't play. He was there and suited up last week. So your natural thought would be this week he's good to go.
He cut his finger.
Yes, and this week he did not play again. Arizona played well. That's a
big watched that game?
I watched the entire game. That was a big game. Here's the one. There's several like that. UConn over Buffalo.
Shut him out.
Route.
47-3.
Oh, route.
47-3. UConn is playing fabulous football right now. They got stomped by Maryland, and since that time, I think they lost by one undefeated Duke. Pull up UConn's schedule.
How often has the words been said, UConn is playing fabulous football?
They are. They're a slam dunk bowl team. They'll probably win 7 or 8.
It's early coaching them, too.
Just remember now. It looks like it. Think about this. Buffalo beat in overtime Northern Illinois last week. Northern Illinois. They beat them in overtime. Then they get – so they're feeling good about themselves.
Absolutely.
Then they get beat 47-3.
By UConn. Who is that? Who is that head
Mora.
Coach? Oh, is Mora still there?
Mora is
Jr.?
There. Yes.
Can't find it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And so, anyway, it is a remarkable story. UConn, they get beat by about 50-3 by Maryland in the opener, and then they play Duke.
Okay,
through it.
UConn is 3-2. They got beat 50-7 by Maryland.
Yeah,
they beat Merrimack 63-17. Yeah. They lost to Duke by 5, 26-21.
Okay,
they beat FAU 48-14, and they beat Buffalo 47.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Two games for UConn.
They're gonna go to a bowl game, win several. It's really good stuff. How about this one? Friend of the show, Lance Leipold.
Oh God,
1-4.
Oh God,
that's
stunning.
That was at TCU. Has not played well.
That was TCU, at Arrowhead.
TCU got beat last week by SMU by like 40 points.
Oof.
By 40 points. They went to Arrowhead. Probably 25,000 fans.
That all there was?
It wasn't many fans. There were 25, 30,000 fans in the stadium. They're 1-4. I don't see how they get to a bowl game.
Oh.
And they were preseason 19. I don't see how they haven't even played the tough.
Was Daniel still the problem again in that game or not? What was the issue?
Well, here's the problem.
Keep talking.
I had to track it. You know why? It was on ESPN Plus. You couldn't even find the game.
That's not ideal.
Yeah, it was on ESPN Plus. I was tracking the game with Raph.
Okay.
Raph was tracking the game.
Raph is distraught, I'm sure. Yes. He loves Lance.
Yes, he does. So Raph was filling me in on what was all going on at the time. So that was interesting. Steve, listen to this one quick.
Okay, I'm listening. I am listening.
SMU 42, Florida State 16. And here's the story. The story is it's a non-story. It's like 24th on the list of things to talk about for this. It wasn't even discussed.
FSU's done.
It wasn't even a lead.
They're done.
ESPN didn't even talk about it. No one even. when they don't even care anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, they don't even care anymore.
What has happened?
I mean, 42-16.
Well, here's the worst part. I mean, DJ is still not playing good football. What should you expect?
DJU.
Yes, DJ in that game it was bad. 12 for 30 passing for 222 and three picks in the ball game. They're still playing him.
I just can't believe they don't have someone else.
12 for 30.
12 for 30 with three picks.
Yes.
What's going on there?
It's the fact that it's a non-story. I mean, they're gonna win three games.
And you're right. They're just off the face of the earth.
Don't even talk about them. Last year, they're the most talked about team because of where they were doing, and they also got left out of the
playoffs.
Rightfully so.
Is this a transfer portal cautionary tale?
A little bit.
Where if you go to the portal like Norvell has and rely on it, it can be boom or bust.
If you go every year and you need to get this guy, this guy, this guy, it's very, very difficult.
There's boom or bust.
Another one that I thought was a head scratcher a little bit.
Head scratcher.
Is the best running back in college football is at Boise State.
Ashton Junty.
He's incredible.
I mean, and I'm telling you right now.
You should see this guy, Ben. I'm not joking. Alex showed me his stats. He's like Barry Sanders out there. Yeah, Alex showed me his highlights yesterday.
Oh. And right away you say, well, he's not in the SEC. I agree. He'll be the first running back taken.
Think so?
He's the best running back in the country. I think he's the only must-see running back. Tell me who a must-see running back in college football. The only thing
I can think of is Judkins, maybe.
Could be.
He's not must-see.
Yeah, could be.
Is he not must-see?
This guy is must-see.
I've seen the highlights.
He's awesome.
And he's been doing it the big part of it is like, okay, when you go to play him, we have one job. We have to stop that guy. And they can't stop that guy.
What he is very physical.
Yeah.
And he's fast. Okay. Well, he's fast.
And if it breaks out,
he's going.
You can't catch him.
Right. So he's that combo.
Yeah. He's got it all. I mean, I'm just.
Ashton Junty, he's 5'9", 215. He's originally from Jacksonville, but played high school football in Texas. Yeah. Not highly recruited, Bill. Right. Like Cal, Army, Navy, mm-hmm. Boise State, right. Dartmouth. That was pretty much it. Yeah. So I don't know what the story is, but he's a freak.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right. He is.
So fun to watch.
He is now in the Heisman chase.
Yes.
He's in the Heisman chase. Milroe's in the Heisman chase with Travis Hunter. That guy's in the Heisman chase. Yes. Who else?
Gosh, it's about those three. There'll be more. I felt Dart probably lost it. Because they lost to Kentucky.
He moves out now.
Didn't play horrible.
No, not horrible.
Huge throw on fourth down, but he's probably that's how it flows.
By the way,
I'm glad you mentioned Junty.
Ashton Junty's stats in that game. Oh. 26 carries, 259 yards, and four touchdowns.
Look at his numbers for the year.
On the season.
Look at his numbers on the year.
They played four games.
Yes.
He has 845 yards rushing in four games.
Bill, 10.3 per carry.
That's right.
13 touchdowns.
He's good.
He's Barry Sanders.
And guess what? If you have to pull up their schedule gets easier. I mean, they had to go to Oregon, lost by three.
They've played
some real teams. They went to Georgia Southern.
They played
some teams right there. So
10 yards a carry.
So right now,
touchdowns.
So he's going to go. If he stays healthy, he's going to go for over two, mm-hmm. over two grand mm-hmm. in rushing. Can you imagine that?
We're talking about Ashton Junty. I think it's J-E-U-N-T-Y.
J-E-A-N-T-Y.
I don't know what he had against Oregon, but they didn't shut him down either. In Oregon, I watched him practice.
Yeah, against Oregon, he had 25 carries for 192 and three touchdowns.
Against the number six team in the country. He's not at all. Could you imagine what's going to happen? The rest of their schedule. And then I don't see how Boise's not the Group of Five playoff team.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they'll be the Group of Five playoff team. They will be.
That is Head Scratchers. Up next, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills on Early Break in the Ticket.
Song of the Day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.